We're ecstatic. We're so pleased. It was a very difficult, a very contentious process. We think we had very courageous leadership, and we're very pleased that the grassroots activists turned out to support this legislation, and we hope it'll be a national model.
And yet the battle over this bill is not over. The NRA says they're going to challenge it in court. There's an effort to try to get it before voters next year. There's an effort to try to defeat lawmakers who voted for it. What are your thoughts on that?
We welcome having it on a referendum and in court because we believe we win hands down. We've seen a number of issues go to referendum in the last couple of years and without success, and we think we're on firm legal ground here, and we think we have an issue that it resonates with voters.
And Mary, how will this bill make Maryland safer?
We believe a number of ways. It certainly addresses the gun violence we have in Maryland, which is handgun violence, through the fingerprinting and registration requirements, the training requirements. And we believe it addresses the concern we have nationally with semi-automatic rifles in eliminating 45 different kinds of assault rifles.
Mary Corrale of Maryland Against Gun Violence, thank you very much.